Contour Ridge looks ancient in the rain. Winter snow can paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home.
Thanks for joining us for History Speaks, a weekly podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors, and your host for the program. We have three museums under our care, the Montgomery House and Boyd House on Mill Street and Route 11 in Danville. We also have the Mooresburg One-Room School Museum. Currently, the museums in Danville are open Sundays from 2 until 4. Society members and students through grade 12 may tour free of charge. All others are welcome for a $5 donation. The Historical Society is holding a series of speakers programs, our next set for June 20th. Donna Crone of Elysburg, a member of the Susquehanna Civil War Roundtable, will talk about Elizabeth Thorne, who was in charge of the Evergreen Cemetery during the Battle of Gettysburg while her husband was fighting for the Union cause. Doors open in the Boyd House at 6:30. The program begins at 7. There is a $5 donation. A man credited with creating the legends that surrounded Buffalo Bill Cody, Wild Bill Hickok, and Bat Masterson spent some of his formative years in Danville. Ned Buntline's real name was Edward Zane Carroll Judson. Reference made by D.H.B. Brower in his 1881 History of Danville mentions this colorful adventurer and writer. Brower says Ned Buntline, the nom de plume of E.Z. Judson, who has gained some notoriety as a writer, lecturer, and hunter in the wilds of America, spent his boyhood and school-going days in Danville. The Montour American newspaper reported his father, L.C. Judson, was principal of the West Danville Academy in the first half of the 19th century, in the years following 1816. The 1905 news article says the young Judson liked to keep things moving. It said he had a fondness for the drama, and in his school days organized a theatrical company in Danville. He ran away from home in his teenage years and joined the Navy, seeking more adventure apparently than towns like Danville could offer him. It's reported he made a visit to Danville years later to make an anti-slavery address in an area known as the Wayscales. Specific information on how long Judson, a.k.a. Buntline, spent in Danville is difficult to find. We do know that he was born in Harper's Field near Stamford, New York, on March 20th in either 1821 or 1823. Most sources reference the 1823 date. One description said he was a short, ungainly man with a hunched back and distinctive red hair. He's said to have written his first book at the age of 15, and during his lifetime, Buntline wrote more than 400 action novels, which were forerunners of the dime novels. Mark Twain reportedly patterned some of his stories after the formula used by Buntline, and Ned's King of the Bordermen was the first novel ever written about Buffalo Bill and his life on the American plains. In addition to his tales on the Wild West, Buntline also wrote about the sea. In nautical terms, buntline is a rope attached to the float of a square sail. Biographers say that in 1845, Buntline founded a sensational magazine in Nashville titled Ned Buntline's Own. After being lynched for a murder a year later, he was secretly cut down alive and released and went to New York City where he renewed the magazine. In 1849, Buntline was arrested as an instigator in the Astor Place riot against the British actor William Charles Macready. When it was over, the riot killed 34 people and injured 140 others. Buntline served 1 year of hard labor in New York's Blackwell Island prison for his part in that incident. But Buntline was as resilient as the heroes he wrote about. In the 1850s, he surfaced in St. Louis as an organizer of the Know Nothing political movement. Buntline is said to have hooked up with William Buffalo Bill Cody in 1872. He persuaded the 25-year-old Cody to play himself in Buntline's play, The Scouts of the Prairie, which opened in Chicago in December of that year. But a year with Buntline and the play proved to be a financial disappointment, and Cody went on his own to form his Wild West show. Because of his notoriety as a writer, Buntline is said to have received as much as $60,000 a year for his books. It is said that once under pressure, he wrote a book of 610 pages in 62 hours, taking little time to sleep or eat during that time. In the 1870s, Buntline returned to his birthplace of Stamford, New York, to a home he had christened the Eagle's Nest. Buntline died from heart disease on July 16, 1886. He was once one of the wealthiest authors in America, but his wife had to sell his beloved home to pay his debts. Possibly those boyhood years in Danville played a role in that larger-than-life story of Edward Zane Carroll Judson, a.k.a. Ned Buntline. One more reminder about our speakers' programs. Our next is scheduled for June the 20th. Donna Crone of Elysburg, a member of the Susquehanna Civil War Roundtable, will talk about Elizabeth Thorne, who was in charge of the Evergreen Cemetery during the Battle of Gettysburg. Doors at the Boyd House open at 6:30. The program begins at 7 p.m. There is a $5 donation. That concludes this week's podcast, and I close with this quote attributed to Buntline while talking to his friend Buffalo Bill Cody. Bill, any youngster like yourself who figures to set the world on fire, best not forget where he got the matches.
Montour Ridge looks ancient in the rain. Winter snow can paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home, call this home. I'm a lucky man.